The sun rose in a neon pink deadland sky, and Abdul led the way at a breakneck pace.
Come on, Barney.
We were at least halfway through the junkyard, and I narrowly escaped the mad genius Mario Lanza.
Pick up the pace, Schicklgruber.
Whatever terror stood between us and distant Chalktown could not compare to the terrible brain pull that had come close to turning me into a mindless zombie. The experience had toughened me, and after a fitful night's sleep beneath a pile of rusting machinery, I felt prepared to finish our trip to the junkyard. Ow!
What? What's the matter?
I just stepped on a nail!
Hold still and be quiet.
Oh!
Jesus, will you sit down? That's it. Just let me look at it.
Boy, that hurts.
Yep, you stepped on a nail, all right. Okay, I need to pull it out.
That's not necessary.
Quit being such a baby. It's not deep. I'll count to three and then yank. One, two.
Oh!
There, was that so bad?
You said you'd count to three.
Caught you off guard. You didn't tense up.
I'm bleeding.
Listen, you big crybaby. Put some weight on it and it'll stop bleeding.
Easy for you to say. It's gushing.
Come on, we've got ground to cover.
My foot hurts. I'm limping. Look at me limp.
You want me to weep for you?
Well, could you slow down at least?
Listen, Schicklgruber, I've just about had enough of you. I'm escorting you through the junkyard, which I don't have to do. I saved you from Mario Lanza, which I didn't have to do. I gave you vulture meat, and what did you do? Did you thank me for feeding you? No, you complained.
You didn't tell me about picking off the worm.
So, I don't owe you anything. And if you keep whining about your damn foot, I'm going to leave you here to fend for yourself.
You wouldn't do that.
Don't tempt me.
Oh, come on, Abdul.
Are you going to complain anymore?
No.
What's that?
I'm not going to complain anymore.
There's a good soldier. Now get up and follow me. Jesus.
You can be a real jerk, Abdul.
Takes one to know one, I guess.
Yeah.
Quit making so much noise.
Huh?
Quit banging around. Be quiet. You'll wake the neighborhood.
But I'm... Abdul?
That wasn't you?
No.
I think we're in trouble.
There it is!
It's a devil. Barney, that's a devil.
What do we do?
I think we lose. Yes, I think we lose everything. Yep.
It's not very big.
It's not the size, numbskull. It's what he does with it.
With what?
With his pitchfork. Are you blind?
Easy there, fella. Hey, back off.
I was just thinking about a snack, and look! Don't even have to call for takeout.
We're not food. We're people.
Oh, I'm not going to eat you all at once. Just little bits here and there. I smelled your blood a half mile away. It's like a dinner bell.
I'm tough and stringy.
We're both tough and stringy. Plus, I have a bladder infection. Please don't kill me.
Kill you? I'm going to string you up and torture you for the rest of time.
Please kill me.
You can't negotiate with devils, Barney.
Negotiate? I have an idea.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yes.
Do you play cards?
Barney?
Cards?
Cards, you know, poker, blackjack, pinochle.
You're asking me if I play cards, huh?
Yeah, that's essentially correct. Do you?
Yes, I play cards. Some of my friends and I played a marathon game of Uno that lasted 10,000 years.
What are you doing?
Uno, huh?
That is the game of my choice.
Then let's play.
What?
Let's play Uno, here and now. You got cards?
Of course I have cards. Right here in my back pocket.
Those are pants?
What did you think they were?
I thought that was your skin.
Well, they're tight.
All right, devil. Deal.
Seven cards each. Wait a minute. Are we playing for funsies?
No. How's this sound? Winner gets to go free.
And if I win?
If you win, I'll give you my class ring.
What's it worth?
It's sentimental value. It's priceless.
Okay, let's play. Cut the cards.
I can't believe this.
What?
I can't believe that Barney's willing to risk his incredibly valuable class ring in a game of chance.
And skill.
There you go. Green five to you, mister.
My name's Barney. This is Abdul.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Azdrith Bazozo, lesser hell-spotted henchman of Satan.
Nice to meet you. Oh, I have to draw. Yeah.
Red five.
Excellent. Draw two, Abdul.
Barney.
There.
Green Knight, back to you, Astrid Pazuzu.
All right, Abdul. Wilds, draw four.
What? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's quite a peacock you've got going here, Abdul.
Shut up.
Wild card, I'll make it yellow.
You're forcing me to draw. I have everything but yellow figures. It's your turn, Abdul.
Yellow 4.
Blue 4. Uno!
Now that's fast. You've only got one card.
Just play.
There.
Thanks, I have to draw again.
And I'm out.
Ah, it looks like you're free, Barney. Good game, you two. I had 68 points.
I had 211. One more game, all right?
No.
Oh, come on, I'll deal.
I'm cutting my losses. At least I'll still have you to torture for the rest of time.
If you win this time, I'll throw in my watch.
Oh, yeah?
It's a Seiko. Come on!
Oh, all right. But this time I'll win, and then it's quits.
Fine.
My deal. Green 0 to you. All right, draw 2.
Blast!
Back to me, green reverse. Back to me, skip. Back to me, I'll draw 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll call it red. Back to me, red 2 to you, Esdrith Pazuzu.
I don't have a red.
Then draw.
Red to me, there, reverse. Uno, back to me, and I'm
out. I've been had.
She beat you fair and square. Now live up to your end of the bargain.
Right, and last single card down.
What can I say? It was a lucky deal.
Well, I'm on my way. I'll see that no one bothers you for the rest of your journey in the junkyard.
You sure are a good sport, Answerth Pazuzu.
That was close.
You ain't kidding.
You were great, Barney. How'd you know I could cheat at cards?
You know how to cheat at cards?
Sure, Harriet taught me back in Tiny Town. Wait a minute, you risked both our lives on a round of Uno?
Well, it's better than being tortured for all eternity.
I suppose so. In any case, we did it. I stacked that deck so crooked that it wouldn't even sit straight.
Good thing, too. Well, it's over.
If that devil keeps his word, we should be home free. We'll be in Chalktown before nightfall.
And then I'll find out.
Find out what?
Everything! Where I'm supposed to be, how my family back home is, why I ended up in that hayfield near Tiny Town.
Listen, Barney.
Yes?
Why don't you forget about all that?
Forget about my wife and children? Forget about my chances for going to heaven?
Yes.
You may like it here, Abdul, but I was good my whole life so I could get to heaven. Do you understand that?
I suppose so. I just don't want you to be disappointed.
Disappointed?
Oh, Barney.
What?
I didn't want to be the one to tell you.
What? What?
Sit down.
Hey, Abdul, what's going on?
Look, this isn't pleasant. You're going to be upset. But I guess it's better that I should break the news to you instead of some faceless bureaucrat. Listen, Barney, the plain truth is that if you go sniffing around, they're going to kill you.
Kill me?
Yes. You see, when a person shows up in Deadland at random, just sort of pops in like you did, it means there's been an accident.
Damn right, I collided with a Peterbilt semi.
No, I mean a mistake. You're not supposed to be here.
I'm supposed to be in heaven, but heaven's full, right?
No, you're not supposed to be dead.